Here's what's on Allison's timeline now.
All right, it is Monday. It's April 6th, 10 days before my birthday, but who's counting anyway? It is 2020. It is 70 beautiful degrees outside as we social distance from our home, coming to you from the Al Mar Manor. We hope you are doing the same in social distancing. I just want to start with what's going on in the DMV as far as numbers go, because I think it's important for us to know where we stand right now. There are over 7,000 cases of coronavirus or COVID-19, the illness that we're seeing in the DMV. Unfortunately, 100 deaths right now at this moment in time. It's this incredible moment of time for all of us. So we're all living through that, and condolences to everyone who is really, really suffering right now. And another thing, it speaks to the fact that we just don't know exactly what this virus can do, who it can affect. News this weekend that just sort of like made my head explode a little bit. There is a tiger at the Bronx Zoo that was diagnosed with coronavirus, and then five others are showing symptoms. A lion is showing symptoms as well, and they said that it was possibly transmitted from a human, from a caregiver of the animals to the animals.
Lord,
it's, it's incredible. I'm not sure. Like, to jump from species is incredible.
They even said a bat at the zoo got it.
What?
Is that true?
No, I just said that's crazy. That'd be crazy if it was.
Don't play with no information right now, Mark.
That'd be crazy if a bat... You'd be like, what happened?
Oh, so, yes, at the Bronx Zoo. It's just incredible. And speaking of incredible, what we've been talking about is the only way for this virus to slow down is for us to just stay away from each other right now. So you can imagine how most of us felt when we saw this video from our beautiful wharf in D.C., right? And the fish market, and people standing so close together, and these pictures just went viral so quickly. Also, there's a farmer's market in DuPont Circle, right? We thought it was fake, right, when we saw the pictures?
No, I knew it was real.
And also, groups of people on motorcycles in another part of the city, Pennsylvania Avenue. I just am not sure why this message isn't really getting through, that this is the only way that we're going to get through this, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Somebody said they saw the tiger at the wharf. That's not true. I'm just trying to lighten the mood.
His name was Tony.
Yeah, exactly.
I'm just trying to lighten the mood.
The cricket.
When I saw that wharf thing, babe, I did not think.
There it is.
I did not think the wharf was real.
Yeah,
and sadly it was.
So what they're doing now, of course, is they closed the fish market. People were outraged by it. Now, what you need to know about businesses at the wharf, no, you cannot go and walk around, but there are some businesses, some restaurants that are still giving you that takeout food. So you got to meet like on the road in front of it, the street. But for all intents and purposes, the fish market is closed down, and a lot of businesses in the wharf as we try to get control of this. This will not last forever, you guys, but we just have to do what we can right now. And coming up, we're going to talk more about it. She's really become our coronavirus expert, Dr. Ayla Stanford, and she's going to talk about this, and we're going to ask her about the importance of social distancing. So when you saw those pictures, I hope you were outraged. Call and let us know how you felt about it. 202-432-WHUR.
You're listening to Allison Seymour and Mark Clark.